Picture this, a drone launched from Iranian soil strikes a regional prime minister's office in Erbil, Iraq. Meanwhile, intercepted IRGC communications show Iranian commanders handing Houthi fighters a target list of Saudi ports and energy facilities. And while all of that was happening, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Tehran was secretly wargaming a broader regional conflict even as American diplomats thought they were making progress in peace negotiations. Welcome to Monday, August 17, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and the Middle East right now is about as combustible as we've seen it in years.
I'm Sarah Chen, and Marcus, before we dig into all of that, I want to make sure listeners know we have a genuinely packed hour today. The Iran story is the thread that connects at least three separate headlines this morning, and we'll work through each of them. The Yemen angle, the Erbil strike, and what the USS Abraham Lincoln's brutal 260-day deployment tells us about how badly Iran's strike on Bahrain stretched American military logistics.
We'll also get into the Gaza diplomacy track, where Jared Kushner has now met with Benjamin Netanyahu after what were described as rare direct talks with Hamas. Whether that constitutes progress or theater is genuinely unclear, and we'll give you our honest read. On the Russia front, 10 secret drone bases now confirmed, positioned within striking range of NATO territory. That number alone should stop you mid-coffee.
Taiwan's defense budget just crossed $31.4 billion, the largest in the island's history, framed by President Lai Ching-te as, quote, an investment in peace. We'll break down what that framing means strategically. And Xi Jinping used the centenary ceremony for the late Jiang Zemin to issue some striking language about raging storms, which tells us something important about how Beijing is reading the current global moment.
On the domestic politics side, we've got the Alaska Senate primary turning strange. The Wyoming governor's race, where Trump's endorsed candidate appears to be losing to a former House Speaker by a wide margin, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear calling for abolishing the Electoral College, and Senator Cassidy caught on camera apparently speechless after Attorney General Todd Blanche gave a rally speech that raised some eyebrows.
The tech block today has two genuinely important stories. OpenAI is delaying its IPO to 2027 amid what's being described as an executive exodus and internal turmoil, and we'll ask what that signals about the company's actual stability. Also, ChatGPT's new Mac conversation history feature is storing data completely unencrypted, and the security implications there are worth understanding.
We've also got Shein targeting a $25 billion Hong Kong IPO later this week, down dramatically from the $98 billion peak valuation. The Tornado Cash founder making a provocative legal argument about Google and OpenAI, and the U.S. national debt crossing $40 trillion with analysts flagging something they're calling a silent default risk. That one deserves real attention.
A lot of ground to cover. Let's get into it.